Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Colin Bird, Executive Chairman of Galileo Resources. Welcome back, Colin.
Thank you. Nice to be back. Hope you've had a good summer and enjoyed yourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks very much. Yeah, so obviously we saw the news that Galileo Resources has provided an update on the Luansobe copper project in Zambia, where a small-scale mining license has been granted and Galileo holds a 75% interest. External consultants have developed a mining plan to help with contractor negotiations, with multiple options for mining and processing the resource being explored. The project, which includes open pit and underground resources, may be split into separate mining and processing operations. Initial studies identified opportunities to increase copper production from 40,000 to 70,000 tonnes, depending on the mining depth. The company is reviewing various partnership offers and contractor scenarios and will proceed based on the best strategy to maximise shareholder returns. Tell us more, please, Colin.
Well, you've read out the news release, and that's exactly what we're saying, and that's exactly what's happening. I think in a nutshell, the Luansobe update is recognising that projects are dynamic. And of course, why should Luansobe be different? And that there's several stages of modelling. The first one is to get a resource out, which is there. And then, of course, you know, you've got these various categories of inferred and indicated, measured. And you take them to the engineering table. And of course, when it got on the engineering table for detailed engineering, we had about a year four, year five, the ore body plunged. And that was more or less decision time to go underground, ex the open pit. An old block of resource, which did not fall into the appropriate indicated or inferred, was picked up by our engineering consultant, Sound Engineering. And if it modelled and when modelled into the overall pit plan, not only brought us into production early on in terms of the pre-strip, but in actual fact, added more resource at a higher grade and to take us further before we take the decision to go underground. And so it was a very, very positive move, moving from sort of resource engineering to detailed mining engineering and financial modelling. So the impact really was year four, five, where the ore body plunged. And yet at the same, yet when, of course, we took the model further, we was recognized that the plunge need not be negative. If in actual fact, it didn't affect us because we would be picking up the extra resources as modeled by Sound. So altogether, it was a very, very good outcome. And of course, the major prognosis that this could go down as far as 1,200 meters, although I have to say that our boundary sort of limiting around about 1,000 to 1,100 meters. The initial prognosis remains. The quality of drilling down to 550 is evident. Below 550, there's work to be done. And, of course, our resource modelling, not engineering modelling, our resource modelling has picked up the best holes to drill, where to drill, and where to confirm 550 down to our boundary. So I think that at RNS makes it quite clear that the mini pits is probably not so mini. The underground is still a very, very viable proposition. And it's possibly two targets, possibly three. A target one is a pit, X pit underground down to about 500 meters with a decline. And of course, once we've found out what's below 550, that a plan B might disappear and it would lead itself to quite a large resource suitable for a deep shaft down to the boundary limits. So that's where we sit. And of course, that knowledge is, as this sort of intensity of activity looking for new projects in Zambia and, of course, around the world has increased, that means there are a lot of companies on the lookout for new resources. And Luansobe does represent a pretty advanced resource in terms of the stage it's at. So you'll see that the comments in the RNS that there are interested parties with different levels of interest and different ways of doing things, as you would expect.
Absolutely, yeah. There's one bit that I wanted to just you to elaborate a bit on was it mentioned that planning has now highlighted that it may not be necessary for one operator or contractor to retain control or oversight across all mining areas. So just add a bit of colour to this statement as well, please, Colin.
Yeah, well, I think what we're saying there is essentially that there's plants available in the area. So we may have an open cast contractor who comes in and do the necessary mining, and that if they plan to, once the material is more than 60 kilometers away, we would upgrade and sell to a nearby plant. There's quite a number of plants. Then equally, of course, should that big mine or the potential for the big mine get more and more confident, then, of course, there's the nearby Mufulira mine. So that would be a natural extension to Mufulira. It could be that a group who's got a plant would be very interested in the open pit and probably have no interest in deep shafts and underground mining, for that matter, because their expertise is confined to open pit. Others, probably not interested in mining or processing, but they are attracted to the possibility of a tier one resource. And so among this sort of options are many, many different companies with different ways of working, different expectations, and of course, different ways of doing business. So I think what we're saying there is a multiple choice type thing, some of which are exclusive.
Colin, just for those who may be either new to this story or they're not quite sure of the locality of Lewensobi, we obviously visited Lewensobi ourselves earlier in the year. Just give people an idea of where it is and what is close by to it.
Well, it's on the traditional copper belt, which I think the first mine was Luansha in 1920. So this is a very large operation in the former copper belt. It's part of the Mopani complex. The Mopani complex consists of the Kitwe mines, and this is the Mufulira mine. And as you know, probably, I don't know if you do know, but the old Mopani was IRH, the Abu Dhabi Investment Company, Resource Investment Company. I think they're putting $1.5 billion into Mopani General. So what you've got at Mufulira is you've got a deep mine which is developed to, and I think to the crosscut to loads, and there's a concentrator, and there's, you know, that you're within 9 kilometers of a major processing capability. And of course, a new group who've recognised that the copper advantages and the Mopani in general, the complex, is one of the most undervalued, ready for expansion complexes available in the world. So if we do get the copper prices of 10,000-11,000, it's a gem of a situation to put $1.5 billion to get pole position in the Mopani complex. And as I say, where we are is part of that, is just on the fringe of that complex, some 9-11 kilometers away.
Okay, so from the perspective of Lewensobi, Galileo as a whole, there are many options, obviously. And right now, you really cannot put your hand or your heart on which way this is going to go. And what you don't want to do, I think, if I'm reading between the lines, is jump now and then regret, oh, we could have done better at this. Is that fair to say?
I couldn't say it better, Kevin.
So, I mean, effectively, that's where we're at. Hopefully, for the sake of all shareholders, this is going to be the best way to go, because we don't really know which is the best way right now, but we will in the not too distant. Again, there's no timescales on any of these either, because we really just don't know who's going to be in the right position and what's going to be right for the shareholders. So while we're on that note, tell us a little bit more about what is happening in Galileo across the assets. We had the Shinganda there a few weeks back, I think. We had an announcement. And obviously, there's some drilling going on over in the northwest in terms of the licenses as well. So just give us a bit of color on those, please.
Well, that's correct. That Shinganda, we're currently drilling as we are talking in this podcast. And we've been drilling for the best part of a couple of weeks. And we did announce when we started drilling. In the northwest, we're drilling 28001. And of course, we can't give any information out on that. But I think what it does say, the fact that we've got two drill programs on, and we're working so intensely and so hard on Lewensobi, we're very, very active in Zambia. We're waiting for a renewal of licenses on our lithium projects in Zimbabwe, on the Kamatabi, and reviewing our options for the gold and nickel down near Bulawayo. So yes, there's a lot going off in Galileo, a lot going on.
Very good. Well, we look forward to catching up with you again when the next piece of news drops. And I'm sure that there's going to be news coming forward with all the different fronts that you're moving on.
Okay, on that note, we'll say Colin Bird, Executive Chairman of Galileo Resources, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you, Kevin.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net